From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a potluck supper of music with Dean Phelps, One Lane Bridge, and Shannon Madrell. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
'Twas in the spring, one sunny day, my good gal left me, she went away. But now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. She called me up from down in El Paso, said, come back, Daddy, I need you so. But now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. Mississippi River, run deep and wide. The woman I love on the other side. But now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. Don't you come here running, holding out your hand. Gonna get me a woman like you got your man. 'Cause now you're gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. Don't like my peaches, and don't you shake my tree. Stay out of my orchard, let my peaches be. 'Cause now you're gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. Say, now you're gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world.
Red Barn Radio was brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky. A UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins and I will be your guest host of Red Barn Radio this evening. And I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 544th live performance. Tonight, we are very pleased to present another night of great music with Dean Phelps and the premiere of a new duo, One Lane Bridge. So without further ado, please welcome tonight's guest to the Red Barn Radio stage as we begin with Dean Phelps.
gift to be simple. 'Tis the gift to be free. 'Tis the gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and light. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend, we shan't be ashamed. To turn will be our delight, till by turning, we come round right.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Renee Collins, speaking with Dean Phelps. Here's Renee.
Welcome, Dean.
Hi, Renee.
Dean and I actually sing in a group together called the Sarah Holroyd Singers. Dean and I were both students with University of Kentucky's choral program, but at different times. And you were there before I.
Yes.
And we have kind of an interesting story. So I never knew him while I was there at UK. But I went on a mission to try to find him. And would you kind of talk about that issue? I know how we became acquainted, but I'd like to hear it from your perspective.
I've done that arrangement of Simple Gifts. Like I say, that experience at Shakertown has just had a lasting influence on me. And so I had performed that rendition at a church in Indianapolis. Oh, this is now probably 10 years ago,
I think. It was like 2006, if I remember.
That I did that performance and videotaped it and posted it up on YouTube and kind of mentioned on the video and on my blog that, I sang this while I was a student at the University of Kentucky, sang with the choristers, went to Shakertown. Now, as I understand it, Renee kind of gets on this quest to get back and find as many of these people that she could as had sung this. So she goes on and Googles UK chorister Shakertown, and this video of me is the first thing that comes up. So I get this email out of the blue from this woman saying, are you really one of the people who went to Shakertown, sang with the UK choristers? Did you sing with Sarah Holroyd? And got back and said, well, yes, I was. And that started kind of a process. You had located the KET video that was done at the Shaker
special,
Worship
yes.
Service. And kind of grew into the Sarah Holroyd Singers, and that has now been reperformed, a few times. I've gotten to sing that with you again.
Yes, a few times, and Dean was back. We did a tribute to Sarah Holroyd, and Dean came back to perform for that, along with a number of her other students. I think 50 or 60 of her students flew in from all over the country, and we were able to hold secret rehearsals behind her back. So when she came to the concert that night, she thought she was coming to a concert with the University of Kentucky present-day choristers. And that did happen. But after they sang, we brought her students on to sing, recreate this performance. So, and I'm so thankful that I got the opportunity to connect with you. And now I've had the opportunity to reconnect with you because you're from Maysville.
Yes.
You went to high school at Mason County, is that correct? Or
no,
Maysville?
It was still a city and county school at the time. I went to Maysville High School.
Okay. And were you in choral programs there as well?
Was in chorus and band.
You ended up in Colorado. Until
by
recently.
A circuitous route, yes.
Yes. So describe for me what path you took that landed you in Colorado, and then he is back in what he calls his new Kentucky home. You've been back now for, I think, about a week.
I've been back just a little over a week. We made the move end of January, and then I had to go back to Colorado and finish up work there. But starting to feel settled. When I come to Lexington, it still feels like I'm visiting.
I am a wayfaring stranger, traveling through this world of woe. But there's no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright world to which I go. Going there to see my my father going there no more to roam. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home. Though dark clouds may gather round me, though my way be rough and steep, yet beauteous fields lie out before me, where God's redeemed their vigils keep. I'm going there to see my mother. She said she'd meet me when I come. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home.
As well as being a musician, I'm an ordained minister with the Christian Church Disciples of Christ, and so I've pastored a few churches, did that in Georgia, went to seminary in Georgia. From there, pastored some churches, and then became what that particular tribe of Christians calls a regional minister. So I would oversee several different congregations and pastors. And that took me from Georgia to Indiana, served in Oklahoma, and then most recently in Colorado, where I served churches that were in Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, Southeast Idaho, and one wonderful church in Farmington, New Mexico. That ministry ended this month, and so now I'm back, and I'm going to be working for a company in Versailles, Kentucky, helping out churches by helping them with their information management. And it's just good to be back home.
We are glad you are back home, right? Tell me about your start in music. Did you come from a musical family?
On my dad's side, yes. My dad was one of those people with no real formal musical training, but if an instrument had frets, he could play it. So I would hear him at night, you know, he'd finish up for the day, and he would sit down, and he played Mother Maybelle style, mm-hmm. where you pick out the melody on the bass notes. I would hear him doing that, and one evening, I guess I was 8 or 9 years old, I had his guitar just kind of banging on it. He was on his way out the door to something at church, and he said, "Hey, put this finger here and put this finger here." Now, that's a G chord. I feel like I've been playing in G ever since, but really, Dad got me started there. And then there was a woman on KET that did a 39-week series on folk guitar, and Mom and Dad saw the interest, got me the books that went with it. And from that point on, I've learned by playing with other people.
And we put you to work last week, your first weekend back, and had him on stage at Open Mic, at the Red Barn Open Mic, playing with a couple of your other UK alumni, Warren Cobb and Brent Larimore.
That was just a whole jar full of fun. To get back up on stage with those guys and sit there and think, wow, what would this sound like if we actually, you know, rehearsed, was just a whole load of fun. Two really talented musicians and singers, just great fun to play with.
It's only a shanty, an old shanty town. The roof is so slanty, it touches the ground. But that tumble-down shack by the old railroad track, like a millionaire's mansion, is calling me back. I'd give up my palace if I were a king. It's more than a palace, it's my everything. There's a queen waiting there with a silvery crown in my shanty, in old shanty town. Town. The roof is so slanty, it touches the ground. But that tumble-down shack by the old railroad track, like a millionaire's mansion, is calling me back. I'd give up my palace if I were a king. It's more than a palace, it's my everything. There's a queen waiting there with a silvery crown in my shanty, in old shanty town. In my shanty, in old shanty town.
Thank you. Thank you.
A lot of people know Lexington is the home of the 8-time national championship UK Wildcats basketball team. And you can boast of a national championship yourself, sir.
Well, it wasn't exactly a field of 64. The style of guitar that I play, it's early Chet Atkins. It's a style that Merle Travis made popular called thumb picking, where you kind of keep a bass and backbeat going with your thumb and play melody with your upper fingers. It's kind of like ragtime on the guitar, really. There is, every year in Mountain View, Arkansas, at the Ozark Folk Center there, the National Thumb Picking Guitar Contest. I went down there for the first time in 2011. Finished third that year, went back in 2012 and won the contest, and just had the joy of meeting other people that play this style of guitar. And again, that thing that we can sit down together and learn from each other and cross-pollinate, and they show me stuff and I show them stuff. It's just a lot of fun. But yes, I have that national title to my credit.
Red Barn will be able to boast of another national champion when we have Ted Yoder on, who is the national champion in hammer dulcimer. And we've had Sarah Kate Morgan on, who is also a national champion in dulcimer.
Ted and I and another young musician, Brian Keith Wallen, I had won the National Thumb Pick Guitar Contest in 2012. Ted won the National Hammer Dulcimer Championship at Winfield, I think in 2010, a couple of years earlier. In between those two, in 2011, Brian had won the Star Jeanette Blues Artist of the Year in Cincinnati. And so we were at the Metamora Old Time Music Festival in Metamora, Indiana, every Labor Day weekend. I was finishing up my set. Brian was coming on next, and he said, why don't you stay on stage and we'll play one song together. Well, Ted comes up and joins us too. And that turned into a group that we dubbed the Champions. So Brian, Ted, and I, whenever we can, I still do a lot of playing with Brian whenever I can, and those guys are touring so much that it's kind of hard to get together, but when we do, it's just a world of fun.
Smile, darn his smile. You know this old world is a great world after all. Smile, darn you, smile. And right away watch Lady Luck pay you a call. Things are never black as they are painted. Time for you and Joy to get acquainted. Make life worthwhile. Come on and smile, darn you, smile. Lady Luck pay you a call. Things are never black as they are painted. Time for you and Joy to get acquainted. Make life worthwhile. Come on and smile, darn you, smile. Smiles that make us happy. There are smiles that make us blue. There are smiles that kiss away the teardrops, like the sunbeams kiss away the dew. There are smiles that have a tender meaning that the eyes of love alone may see. But the smiles that mean the most to me, dear, are the smiles that you give to me. So make life worthwhile. Come on and smile, darn ya, smile.
Leading us into the break, here's Red Barn Radio's Whitney Aiky with Ray Adams.
Never draw lines in the sand, 'cause it's dangerous, dangerous to force your hand. Act like I don't have a voice, biting my tongue till it bleeds, 'cause it's safe to play the part that you expect on me. And I don't know who I am anymore. Don't know what I'm expected to say. Who I was, who I was, is fading. And you won't let me be. You have taken everything, every piece you need. Thank you. skin at your touch. 'Cause it's hard to love, hard to love when you don't trust. Pretend that I'm never afraid. Tell everyone I'm okay. 'Cause there's no one that can make this go away. And I don't know who I am anymore. Don't know what I'm expected to say. Who I was, who I was, is fading. And you won't let me be. You have taken everything, every piece you need, all we play. Hide and seek. You just sit back and laugh because you know exactly how to control me.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with our potluck supper of music recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky.
И севричок ні валя, стуток мохрі крача.
One lane bridge.
Хорти варення хен вош, трихятлор мохрі. Та не мільче фарен. Godok tu babrahak erhiril masfi nil ni erbesholya non gyala koskyanon tolya no blaha bone nor nevisuk foser on dry oh shoot my visma Стрел шиле брахакт. Белин маля на холях.
Tonight, we're with Dean Phelps, Shannon Madrell, and One Lane Bridge. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.